Like many European countries, Hungary is trying to work out how best to cope with a skyrocketing number of refugees and asylum seekers. For now, the government there thinks the solution is to keep desperate migrants from entering Hungary at all. NPR's Soraya Sarhadi Nelson reports from a new border fence being put up by Hungarian soldiers, which so far has not slowed the arrivals.
Mayor Laszlo Todorcskoy was the first to propose the fence. The 37-year-old leader of the southern Hungarian village called Asotholom is allied with the far-right Jobbik party. Both take a hard line against migrants.
They go into the gardens, they steal fruits from the tree, they steal cars and bicycles, and sometimes they broke in to the houses. I think it's a dangerous situation. It's a not normal thing to go across the border without any control. This is a crime.
But he doubts the $35 million barrier being built nearby is going to work without patrols, which the government says it's too overwhelmed to provide. So the mayor has created his own force to intercept the migrants. One of its members is Barnabas Haredi. He says he's lost count of the number of migrants he's turned over to the police, but the number has skyrocketed despite the fence construction. Haredi says the migrants shouldn't be here because Hungary has its own economic problems. He takes me in his old Russian four-wheel drive to a group of trees outside the village where two Hungarian policemen are guarding dozens of migrants who are just rounded up. Almost all are male and many are under 18. So where are you from?
Burma.
Burma? And Baghdad?
Pakistan.
Pakistan. Okay. Where are you going?
Going to Germany.
Germany? You too?
Hungary, Spain and other countries, European.
Another. So you don't want to stay here, you want to keep going?
No, stay here. Go
forward.
But for now, they are stuck. Most sit in the shade, feeling anxious and hungry, as the police officers are only handing out water. One of those waiting is Hafizullah Safari, a 25-year-old from Afghanistan. He says, we don't have money to go back. We have to keep moving. That's what the Hungarians want, too. The government will register them as asylum seekers, give them papers, and bus them to the nearby city of Szeged. Dozens of migrants are outside the city's main train station on a recent afternoon. Hungarian volunteers like 44-year-old Tomasz Szucs give them water and sandwiches and offer free wireless internet so they can contact relatives. He opposes the fence and says the Hungarian government should help the migrants like he does, rather than try and seal the border.
Maybe we can help the people to go through Hungary, because they don't want to stay here.
So do you think the fence is going to stop people from coming?
No, I don't think so. No.
One of the migrants catching the train to Budapest is a 15-year-old Afghan named Reza, who is headed to Germany. We are using his first name because he is a minor in a dangerous situation. He says he and many others here moved up their trip by a month because the migrant smugglers in Iran told them that Hungary was building a fence. Reza predicts the fence won't stop anyone for long. They'll just find a new way to get here, he says. The Hungarian fence ends where the border with Serbia does, in the middle of a sprawling field. This is also where the unfenced border with Romania begins. Very few migrants come here, but Robert Molnar, the mayor of the local Hungarian village here, predicts many more will come when the fence is finished.
I'm afraid the Hungarian government is just trying to tire them out. The government hopes they'll eventually go elsewhere. But whoever has walked 1,900 miles to get here won't turn around just because of a fence.
He adds if more migrants do show up, he will provide them with shelter, water, and food. Soraya Sarhadi Nelson, NPR News in Kubikaza, Hungary.